Multiplex slash parallel compressor rack systems. How a parallel multiplex compressor rack works in supermarket and large commercial refrigeration. Multiple compressors sharing a common suction and discharge manifold, suction groups, capacity staging, satellites, and why this design beats a pile of standalone condensing units. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A parallel rack is a bank of compressors, typically 3 to 8 of them, bolted to a steel frame and plumbed into a shared suction manifold and a shared discharge manifold. Instead of one fixture getting its own dedicated condensing unit, a whole group of fixtures, all the medium temp cases, say feeds back to one common suction header, and the rack runs however many compressors it takes to hold that suction pressure. This is the heart of supermarket refrigeration, and you'll find versions of it in big convenience stores, distribution warehouses, and large kitchens. Multiplex just means many fixtures, one system. The opposite is the standalone or self-contained approach, where every cooler and freezer has its own compressor. Racks win at scale because you can stage capacity, share redundancy, and dump all the heat at one big remote condenser instead of 40 little ones. How it works? Picture the suction side first. Every evaporator in a fixture group dumps its return vapor into a common suction line that runs back to the machine room and ties into the rack suction header. All the compressors on that group draw from that one header, so they all see the same suction pressure. The rack control watches that suction pressure and decides how many compressors to run. When the load is light, maybe one compressor holds the header at set point. As cases pull down, doors open, or a defrost recovers, suction pressure climbs and the control stages on another compressor. When load drops, it stages one off. The compressors are working as a team to keep one suction pressure stable across a swinging load. On the discharge side, all the compressors pump into a common discharge manifold that runs out to a remote air-cooled or evaporative condenser, then to a receiver, then liquid gets distributed back out to every fixture's TXB through a liquid header. A single rack can run more than one suction group. A common layout is one group of compressors holding medium temp suction for coolers, produce, deli, dairy, and a separate group holding low temp suction for freezers and ice cream, each group with its own header and its own pressure set point, sharing the same machine room and sometimes the same condenser. Bigger or specialized fixtures sometimes get a satellite compressor, a dedicated compressor teed off the rack to serve one demanding load, an ice cream case or a glycol loop at a different suction pressure than the main group, while still sharing the rack's discharge and condenser. In the field, when you walk up to a rack, read it like a team, not a single machine. Find the suction groups. Identify which compressors share which suction header. Mislabeled is common. Trace the pipe. Don't trust the tag. Read the group suction pressure and the set point. The control target is a saturated suction temperature for that group. Everything stages around it. If suction is riding high and compressors are maxed, the group is undersized for the current load, or you've lost a compressor, or condensing is bad. Check what's running vs what's available. A four compressor group running all four flat out at 11 a.m. on a mild day is telling you something's wrong upstream. A failed compressor on the group, a stuck open valve dumping hot gas, or a fixture in continuous defrost. Look at the discharge slash head pressure and the condenser. One rack feeds one condenser. If head is high, every compressor on the rack suffers. Watch the staging. Compressors should rotate so hours even out lead slash lag rotation. One compressor with triple the run hours of its mate means rotation isn't working, or that slot is the only one healthy. Normal values and targets. Medium temp suction group typically targets a saturated suction temperature around the low to mid 20s degrees, so coils run cold enough for about 35 degrees product boxes. Verify the rack set point. Low temp suction group runs much colder, saturated suction off and down around minus 20 degrees or lower for freezer fixtures and ice cream. Number of compressors per group, commonly 3 to 6, sized so the group can carry design load with one compressor out, built-in redundancy. Staging dead band, the control stages on slash off across a pressure band so compressors aren't short cycling. A typical band is a few psi or a couple degrees of saturated suction. Cut-in and cut-out are spread to prevent rapid cycling. Run hour balance, with rotation working, compressors on a group should land within a reasonable spread of each other over time, not wildly uneven. These are representative supermarket rack numbers. Always confirm against the specific rack controller and the fixture lineup it serves. Common faults and what they mean. Suction pressure won't come down, all compressors running. Group is overloaded relative to capacity. Causes: a dead compressor on the group, a fixture stuck into frost or with a stuck-open hot gas-slash-liquid valve flooding return, a major leak dropping charge, or condensing so poor that compressors can't pump effectively, suction pressure too low, compressors short-cycling, light load with too much capacity staged, a control-slash-transducer problem, or starved group low charge, liquid not reaching the cases. One compressor never runs/slash always runs, staging or rotation fault, a failed compressor contactor, an open safety on that compressor oil, high/slash low pressure, or a control output problem. Whole rack high head, shared condenser problem dirty coil, failed condenser fans, fan speed/slash floaty head control fault, non-condensables, overcharge. It hammers every compressor and every fixture at once. One fixture warm, rest fine, that's almost never the wreck. It's that fixture's TXV, evaporator, defrost, epper, or solenoid. Don't chase the rack for a single warm case. Tech tips and gotchas. A rack problem hits many fixtures. A fixture problem hits one. Before you suspect the rack, count how many cases are warm. One warm case equals go to that case. Half the store warm equals go to the group slash condenser. Know your groups before you touch anything. Working on the wrong suction group, or assuming a compressor belongs to the group you think it does, is how you misread the whole system. Trace and confirm. Staging hide single compressor failures. When one compressor on a four-pack dies, the other three pick up the slack and the cases may stay cold on a mild day, until a hot afternoon when the group can't keep up. Check that the expected number of compressors are healthy, not just that cases are cold right now. Rotation matters for compressor life. Even run hours mean each compressor wears evenly and lubricates fully. Wildly uneven hours predict the overworked one will fail first. Flag it. Satellites and odd groups exist. Don't assume every compressor in the room is on the main group. A satellite serving one ice cream case at its own suction pressure is normal. Reading its pressure against the main group set point will look wrong when it's fine. One condenser, one head pressure, everybody's problem. Because the rack shares discharge and condenser, a condenser issue is the fastest way to make the entire store struggle. Check the condenser early when multiple fixtures are warm. Safety slash code notes. Racks hold large refrigerant charges. Recovery and handling follow APA Section 608. A leak can be a significant release. Large charge machinery rooms may trigger refrigerant detection and ventilation requirements under the applicable mechanical code and ASHRAE 15. Machine rooms carry multiple high-amp three-phase circuits. Lock out the specific compressor circuit and verify dead before service. The rest of the rack stays live. Compressor safeties, oil pressure, high/low pressure, discharge temp are protection devices. Diagnose the root cause. Never jumper them to keep a store cold. Discharge lines and headers run hot. Suction headers and liquid lines run very cold. Both are burn/frostbite hazards in a tight machine room.